today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
On any given day, we may encounter the storm of life. Each day, somewhere in the world, someone is feeling like they're in a hurricane. Each day, there are many who feel the tornado of life is pursuing them at a high rate of speed. Then there are those who feel they are in the eye of the storm. When you're feeling like this, don't jump out of the boat. When you're feeling like this, don't take your mind off who's in the boat with you. When you're feeling like this, don't take your eyes off the charted course for your life. When you're feeling this way and fear begins to grip you, release your faith and know that Jesus is in the boat with you. He will never allow the storm, the tornado, or any other thing in this life to snatch you out of his hand. In Luke chapter 8, verse 24, it is written, "And they came to him and awoke him, saying, 'Master, Master, we are perishing.' Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the raging of the waters, and they ceased, and there was calm." This happened on a certain day, and a certain day could be today for you. Be aware that the storm of life has its own schedule, and it will raise its ugly head to distract you from your destination. In Luke 8:22, it is written, "Now it happened on a certain day that he got into the boat with his disciples and said to them, 'Let's cross over to the other side of the lake.' And they launched out." Notice the verse states, "He got into the boat with them." Notice that the verse also says, "Jesus said to them, 'Let us cross over.'" It was his idea. It was his plan. Jesus will not set the course and allow anyone or anything else to steer the boat off course. A storm will come in your life, but know that he is in the boat with you. He charted the course. No matter how rough the storm gets, he's in the boat. No matter how hard the winds blow, he's in the boat. Notice that the windstorm came down on the lake. It filled the boat with water and placed them in jeopardy, but did not disturb nor wake Jesus. He was calm in the midst of the boat being in jeopardy. All of these things were happening outside of him, around him, but he had a calm reserve. And when they came to him, he arose, rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. They ceased, and there was a calm. He did not allow what was happening outside to disturb him. It's the same thing you and I can. It's the same thing you and I will. It's the same thing you and I must do. No matter what is going on outside or around us, know that he has now moved from inside the boat to inside of you by the way of the abiding of his Holy Spirit. You have the power to calm the winds. You have the power to calm the raging of the water. Exercise your faith today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.